Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com. We'll cover what's hot in the arts and entertainment industry. Our guests will talk about projects they're currently working on and what they're about to do next. You don't want to miss today's show. Now, here is your host, James Barber.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Star Power Hour for Thursday, September 5th, 2013. Do you believe it is September? That's how you say it in French. September. That's how I learned it. Lundi, mardi, mercredi, jeudi, samedi, dimanche. That's my language. One of my languages in college. I don't use it at all. Not at all. I pretend. I pretend to use my French, but I don't. I use Chinese more. Actually, I don't. I'm lying again. Sometimes I do. All right, so hey, guys, you know, I was calling this crowdfunding. What did I call the title of this? I can't remember actually what I titled it. But I want to talk about a couple of things. The first is crowdfunding. I'm going to hit some crowdfunding stuff. And then I'm going to talk about crowd control because of all the new stuff that's happening in the news with Syria. And man, I'm telling you, what did I call it? Crowdfunding. Crowd politics, and crowd control. You know, let me start with, maybe we'll end with crowdfunding. Maybe we'll start with crowdfunding. Maybe we'll start with crowd politics. No, we're going to start with crowdfunding. So I got to tell you something, Indiegogo and Kickstarter, right? The two biggest crowdfunding platforms that there are from the research that I've done. And I reached out to everybody. I put it out in the Twitterverse and the Facebookverse and the Facebook Facebook, blay world, whatever the hell you want to call it. And I got responses. I said, what do you think, Kickstarter or Indiegogo? Split down the middle evenly. Half the people are like, Kickstarter, way to go. Half the people, Indiegogo, way to go. You know what happened? I put it on Twitter. Indiegogo tweeted me and said, we like Indiegogo, obviously. And, you know, what's your project? And I got to tell you something, I like them. I like them, people. That is active pursuit of business and marketing. We talk about it all the time, right? Unless somebody knows that you're out there, how are they going to buy the product? How are they going to come and see you? Unless somebody knows that you're a musician or a flute player or an accountant or a shoe salesperson or a designer or a painter, unless you let people know that you're there and do something extraordinary, go that extra step that somebody else might not do, how are they going to know that you're there? You could be the greatest singer in the world, but if you're singing in the shower, you're doing it for yourself, which, look, you may want to do. But if you want to do it professionally, you got to step out. One of the guys in Anna Nicole, great story. I'll tell you about it at a later time, but got his MBA. He was working in marketing and copywriting for a news channel and went to sing accidentally for this guy. I mean, it didn't accidentally, he sang, but he didn't study it. Next thing you know, the guy's like, holy crap, you need to go to New York. And he did. And now he's doing very, very, very well in the industry. But he had to put himself out there, right? Also, a unique way about how he got his job in marketing as well. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, Grant Cardone talks about, I was listening to the 10X rule again today. You guys, like, I get nothing from, you know, I don't get anything from pushing Grant's books. I would urge you to go and download a copy of the 10X rule by Grant Cardone. You can get it in audiobook and you hear him talk and you just put it on your iPad, your whatever you want to put it on and or your iPod and listen to it. Because he talks about what makes you unique, what makes you stand out next to somebody else. And you cannot look. You're lying to yourself, people, if you say, oh, I just want to blend in. Come on, really? I just want to make enough money. I just want to survive. Really? Come on. It's about survival and flourishing and prospering and success. I've got two kids and an amazing wife. And, you know, we want to have a great life. We do have a great life. I mean, it's unbelievable what we've got. And it's, you know, wonderful, wonderful life. But we make it that way, right? I've been through some adversity, folks, and you got to step through it. You know, I'm not going to let anything get me down. The minute you stop taking responsibility for yourself and start blaming other people for things, no matter what the situation is, you're going to have faults in your steps. You're going to, you know, you're not going to be pushing forward. Take responsibility, move through all that crap in your life. And by crap, I don't mean like it's all, you know, blaming other people or blah, blah, blah. I meant the stuff, the noise, right? The noise that's in our head, the noise that's in our life. You want to take a step, oh, I can't do it. I'm scared, I'm this. We've got to push through it. We have to. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in the same spot that you're in currently, if you consider it being stuck. Sometimes I do. I get stuck. But we cannot look back, because at the end of the day, we are responsible for our own lives. No matter what happens, we are responsible, right? How can we change that? I'm driving, some guy hits me with his car, right? Hits my car. Well, am I responsible? Yeah, I was there. What could I have done differently? You know, Grant talks about it in his book about power going out. You know, here I'm back in the East Coast doing this Anna Nicole thing. And last time I was here, Hurricane Sandy was here. Horrible, affected many people, right? But we know that those storms come. We know that they happen, right? Are we prepared? Do you have a generator? He talks about it in the book. Well, I don't want to go and spend the money for the generator because that's money I don't have. Well, guess what? How much money did you spend sitting in your house without food, without the food that went bad, without electricity? But, you know, it's those sort of things, preparation, right? It always ends up being better in the long run. So talk about crowdfunding. Indiegogo tweeted me. I thought it was brilliant. And I tweeted them back. And I'm like, they're like, you know, we like Indiegogo best. And I was like, ha ha, I bet you do, you know? And, you know, I haven't even started a campaign. I haven't even figured out where I'm going to go. Kickstarter, Indiegogo. And as I started this radio show, they tweeted me again. And, I mean, it was innocuous. It's not like they're going to get behind me and say, yeah, you know, let's, you know, we're going to push your campaign, although I'm sure they will. They just wrote, good luck, which is awesome. You know, what do they say? They say, we prefer Indiegogo. We're an open, no application process and global platform. What do you want to raise money for? You know, and I've got a lot of people all over the world that I'm, you know, connected to, certainly in Korea and Europe and, you know, I mean, not London, England, you know, Korea, Asia. And I've got, you know, Japan and Russia and even people in South Africa and Australia, you know, Canada. So I like an international platform to be able to get it out there. So we'll see. I'm going to announce what I'm doing very, very soon. I just got to plan it all out. So the idea of crowdfunding is kind of neat because it allows, and you guys, I'm sure, are familiar with it. If you haven't, you know, this is it. Go Google Kickstarter. Go Google Indiegogo. You know, it allows people to have projects that are funded by the populace based on ideas, based on marketing techniques, and based on fan base. Right? So, you know me, I'm always creating stuff. I've wanted to create a Christmas CD for years and for years and years and years. And, you know, I've created the other CDs that Bring Me Giant CDs. I've certainly done all the Broadway shows that I've done. But this is unique. And, all right, maybe I'll let the cat out of the bag. I kind of did already. The idea of everybody supporting me over the Christmas shows, which we've done, and, you know, you guys who come and have seen the shows, you get it, right? And those of you guys that are, you know, over in Europe and Asia who haven't been able to see the shows, you know, you hear the music. You know, I've got a couple of Christmas tracks on there. But I like the idea of everybody coming together and supporting this project, right? I like the idea of all of you guys, and even you guys have never met me or have never seen me in concert live, coming in and supporting this great project, because guess what? Then we're all a part of it. We're sort of creating it together. You know what I mean? And it'll be a mix of everybody coming together to make this great piece. So that's what I'm contemplating doing for the holiday CD. You know, I talk about it every year that I'm really thinking about doing a crowdfunding campaign on the holiday CD. And get it going, you know, or keeping the price as low as possible so we can get it done. But we also want to have really, really great product. So you don't want to cut it too low, you know. You know, the music industry has changed, so you're not spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on on CDs and music anymore, you know, but, you know, it still costs money to get things done. So that's what I'm planning to do. I'll give you all the details when things come closer to the time of the Christmas CD crowdfunding campaign, and I'll talk about it in French, and I'll announce it on dimanche or samedi. You got it. Those are the days of the week in French. Not very good. I forget what the days of the week are in Chinese. I learned it. Anyway, so that's the crowdfunding thing. And if you guys have any ideas, feel free. Put them on Twitter. You know, tweet them to me. The James Barber. You know, the at sign or the ampersand. That's not an ampersand. It's the at sign. At the James Barber on Twitter. And, you know, put them on there. Get on Twitter, folks. It's a lot of fun. I used to be on Instagram, and then they did that whole thing with Facebook taking over it, and I don't even know how it works anymore. I got to do it. But I love photography. It's my hobby, right? It's one of my big, big hobbies. And I love Instagram because you have all these cool things you can do with photographs and posting them and just pushing out great visuals and great art. So that's my other thing. I'm going to have a whole conversation on Nikon versus Canon. And all of those stuff for those of you who are photography buffs or love great photography and great art. When we come back, I want to talk about crowd politics and the stuff that's going on around the world, because I sit there and I watch the news. I don't watch the news that much. You know, I learn about the news. I read what's important. I understand what's going on. I'm up on current affairs. But I watching the news to me is just one endless drone of the same BS over and over and over and over and over again. You know, and it doesn't change. You watch it at 7 o'clock in the morning and you get home at 7 o'clock in the night and they're talking about the same thing. You know, there's plenty of other stuff to talk about. And when something does change, when something does happen, you know, then I want to know about it. And I always find out about it. You know, no matter what it is, it's not like I'm sitting glued to the news. You know, I know some people get news all the time. To me, it's chaos, you know, merchants of chaos. You know, it's just the same thing over and over again. And it breeds that mentality, you know, that which we're going to talk about, crowd control, crowd politics, crowd control. It's just a constant barrage of information that, and I certainly want to be informed. I certainly want to know what's happening, but something's got to change, folks, in the way we're looking at the world. And I think the populace, the general populace, no matter if you're right wing, left wing, you know, no wing, single wing, whatever you are, you know, I think the fundamental idea that we all want to live in peace and harmony and be able to raise our children, if you have children, or walk down the street without fear of, you know, getting attacked or bombed or gassed or sarin gassed, whatever the heck it is. I think that's a fundamental right for humanity and humans in general. All right, stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back. This is James Barber with the Star Power Hour. Don't eat a donut.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4talent.com, and you can too.
Cours de Grace, the Heart of Grace, is an uplifting program hosted each week by Maria Rodriguez. Each show is made up of pieces of wisdom that you can use in your everyday life, moving ever closer to transformation through inspiration. Your heart knows there is more to come, more beauty, more joy, and more truth. All you need to do is tune in. Maria will help you move toward who you really want to be, becoming a more active co-creator in your world. Cours de Grace is heard live Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, guys, welcome back. This is James Barber on the Star Power Hour on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel, brought to you by 4Talent.com, your arts and entertainment social network. That's right, it's 4Talent.com, your arts and entertainment social network. Raceway Park. Do you guys remember that? The Speedway, you know, Raceway at Speedway. Or Wednesdays is Sundays at Carvel. Remember those big commercials? Those Fudgy the Whale, Cookie Puss. You remember those guys? You probably don't. You guys are New Yorkers, don't remember those. But anybody, you know, under the age of like 30 ain't going to remember them. 35 ain't going to remember them. Cookie Puss. You guys, Google, go Google Carvel. It's an ice cream joint that did a lot of commercials in the 70s and 80s. Anyway. I laugh. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at myself. I just think it's funny. All right. So what we were talking about was crowd politics, right? And here's the thing, folks. You know, we're all very intelligent people. You know, no matter what people tell us, no matter what the media tells us, we can kind of figure stuff out for ourselves. We kind of know that murder is wrong. We kind of know that gassing people is wrong. We kind of know ethics and morals generally as individuals. If we don't, there's something wrong up top and they got to be handled. You know, but those people are really few and far between when you look at the general populace of the world, you know. So when we think about ourselves as individuals and as citizens of the world, I talked about it in the first segment. I think generally, and, you know, I walk both worlds. You know, I spend time with very conservative people. I spend time with very liberal people. I spend time with, you know, people in different cultures. And, you know, I said it before, I was like, I have people in Asia and Japan. Well, obviously they're the same place as a whole. But, you know, I walk in a lot of different circles and with a lot of different types of people. My father was in construction. So I like to hang with, you know, the construction dudes. And then I hang with, you know, politicians because whatever, they're just people. You know, they wipe their butt like everybody else. Excuse me, but they do, right? Everybody does. A little crass there, but I apologize, but it's true. And at the end of the day, we're all individuals and we can all make up our own mind, right? So when I talk to people, the general consensus comes out. They want good lives. They want safe lives. They want to prosper and have enough to provide for their family and fulfill their dreams. It's a general sense that everybody tells me, you know, they do, you know, they're look. And again, we talked about it. Are there factions that don't want that, you know, that want to go somewhere else or take their cause to another level and hurt people in the name of their cause? Yeah. Is that wrong? I think so. I really do. No matter what your cause is, if you start to hurt people in the name of your cause, I think that that's wrong. And obviously, if you start to hurt people in the name of your cause, there are going to be repercussions and ramifications because you're not taking responsibility for it. And, you know, when I look at what's happening in Syria, you know, I don't know the evidence. I'm not there. You know, I'm not part of the UN, you know, exploration team that is, you know, going and investigating the sarin gas and things like that. You can certainly see people talking about it. You know, I've seen some of the videos. They look horrific. But at the end of the day, we don't know. Somebody knows. I can guarantee you. Probably a handful of people know. And what do you do about it? You know, that's the question. And it's not just one little action. One action has massive effects. You know, if it is true and they use sarin gas, absolutely horrific, horrible situation, right? Should not be done. Shouldn't be done. Shouldn't even been made. I mean, who made sarin gas? Where did it come from? You got to be kidding me. Somebody wants to make this kind of thing to kill people. I mean, that in itself, what kind of thinking is that? You know, I'm going to go make an atom bomb. Why? Because I can blow up thousands of people at one time. That's an idea. I want to blow up thousands of people at one time with a bomb. Well, okay, then guess what? I'm going to build a bomb that can blow up thousands of people. And then pretty soon, you got thousands of bombs that can blow up thousands of people, which end up being millions upon millions of people, and we got no population anymore because we're bombing each other. It just doesn't make sense to me. And my gut feeling, and I think I'm right, I could be wrong, nobody wants to get bombed. I don't want to get bombed. Do you want to be bombed? Do you want to be sarin gassed? Do you want to be shot? Do you want to be killed? Do you want your livelihood to change? I don't. God knows I don't. So what is it that is motivating the world? What is it that is changing the way things are going? You know, we have the Snowden revelations and the NSA release of people, you know, being tracked on their phone calls and their emails and, you know, and then all of the stuff that's happening in the world, it's always happening. I always remember talking to my buddy Scott, and there was that movie with Gene Hackman and Will Smith where, you know, they tracked it. Was it Eagle Eye, maybe? Hang on. I got to check. No. Eagle Eye was Shia LaBeouf. It was Enemy of the State. Enemy of the State. Remember that movie? And you know, that's where they, like, tracked him from the sky. Like, everywhere he went, satellite was following him. And, you know, at that point, when it was released, I can't even remember when it was released, it was like, barely plausible. You're like, wow, I wonder if that can actually happen. Well, people, it's been happening. It's going to happen. Not only are they tracking our emails, they're listening to our phone conversations. You know, the little camera that's in your iPhone or your laptop. But they can probably hack into that and watch you sitting in your house. Come on. I mean, it's crazy, right? So the question ultimately comes down to is, what do we do as a populace to move things in a direction of peace? Something people have been talking about for thousands of years, you know? I just don't like the idea of mass war. I don't like the idea of war in general. I don't like it. I think it's horrible. You know, my father-in-law is a lieutenant general in the Marine Corps, retired. My father fought in World War II. You know, are there individuals that set these things up? Are there psychotic individuals out there? Yeah. But look, our actions have ramifications. So I don't know what's happening in Syria. I'm not there. You know, I'm not there. And I'm hearing things being told to me by various people on the news or things that I read. And I don't know who these people are. But guess what? I'm taking them at their word. But I have to filter it through my own feelings, my own knowledge. And until it's like somebody once said to me, you know, this is a hypothetical question, but, you know, they're talking about somebody named Ben, you know, Bill, say Bill, right? And it's like, oh, well, Bill's a jerk, blah, 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 blah. Now, I've never met Bill. So I'm hearing from this guy, oh, Bill's a jerk and blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't know if Bill's a jerk. All I know is what this guy tells me about Bill. Bill could be an awesome dude. He just happens to, you know, this guy may owe Bill money. So Bill's like, dude, you owe me money. Well, now this guy thinks that Bill's a jerk because he's asking him to give him the money that he owes him. And Bill could be in the right. So we don't know about Bill until we meet Bill ourselves. And we get to know him and we shake his hand and we talk to him. And we find out about Bill. Bill could be an awesome dude. He could be a jerk, but he could be an awesome dude. So the thing is that when we look at news, we have to filter it. We got to filter it through our own, you know, system, our own eyes, our own thought process. And that becomes very difficult, I think, because we're so bombarded with news and opinion that oftentimes we don't have opinions of our own. We take people's opinions as blanket. You know, oh, this is what so-and-so, this is what Obama said, this is what Bush said, this is what, okay, that's what it is. Well, you don't know that. I mean, what does it mean to you? And I think for me personally, I get confused. You know, I don't know who to listen to. I don't know what choices to make sometimes in politics, because I'm listening to one guy and I'm going, I don't know if he's telling me the truth. I'm listening to somebody else. I don't know if she's telling me the truth. And it's difficult for us to have all of the information. Why? Because we're not in Syria, for example. I mean, maybe some people listening to this are out in Syria. Love to hear from you. What's going on? You know, but we don't know. You know, it's why I wish I had many languages that I understood, because I'd want to read and watch news in different languages. Right now, all I have is English, a little bit of French, and, you know, I certainly don't have, you know, I was joking about Chinese. It was my language in college, but I certainly don't speak it. And, you know, I don't understand any languages fluently other than English, which is sad to me, because I only understand or know what is brought to me by the English-speaking world and images that I see, which can be edited. So what am I saying? I'm rambling on a bit. But when I talk about crowd politics, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about one person getting on the news and saying, this is a fact, or this is what the situation is. You know, this is, remember the WMDs, this is what's going on, you know, now with Obama taking action, is we definitely know that there's, you know, sarin gas in Syria. Well, that we definitely knew that there were WMDs and there weren't. So I think people are second guessing and are very cautious about it. And rightly so. I want to be perfectly clear here. You know, if they use this stuff, they should be held accountable for it. And punished for it. And, you know, when I look at the UN, you know, that to me is why the UN was created, because we have this body of people. It's not just one person. It's not a dictator. Like, you know, it's not one person saying, this is what it's going to be and the entire world's going to follow me. Although I bet you there are many people who want that to happen. You know, they'd want to be the dictator of the world. And I'm sure they're trying to make it happen. But to me, the UN was set up to have a collective, to have a just system where people can go, you know, hey, cooler heads prevail. Let's look at this. Let's take a look. You know, we don't want to wait too long because people are dying. You know, we have to take action. But there's a series of checks and balances. And that's what I look at for us. You know, we're a mass of individuals in this world. We're a community. We may be speaking different languages and living in different countries, but we're all inhabiting this globe. You know, and we have to live together. We have to make it productive or we're not going to survive. The world won't survive. I don't want to be doom and gloom here, but it's a fundamental truth. You know, we keep blowing each other up. There's not going to be anything left. Right. And, you know, the idea of nuclear weapons and all of these things, I just think it's horrendous. We'll get into some more of that when we come back. But, you know, the bottom line for me is we need to look and think about things as a people. We all want the same thing, ultimately. Most of us, the vast majority of us, want peace, happiness. We want to thrive, and we want to live in safety, to be able to walk outside without having to worry about the sky falling down upon us. So, you know, that said, we're going to take our next break here. Isn't it happy? Today's a happy show. No, I'm going to talk about cool stuff in a second and how we get out of this. Some thoughts about, you know, what we can do as individuals to make life better. Because it's always important to look that way. All right, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more Star Power Hour. Don't worry, the doom and gloom is going away, people. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4talent.com, and you can too.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back. This is James Barber on the Star Power Hour. We're talking crowdfunding, crowd politics, and crowd control. Look, you know, I don't want to bring anybody down, right? And it's not my intent to bring anybody down. I'm just trying to throw some reality out there because sometimes we don't look at reality. You know, I'll give an example. Let's say we have some debt, right? Let's say we've got some debt in our finances, but we don't want to look at it. And we go, oh, you know, I'm just going to put it away. I'm going to put it away. You know, and you don't want to confront it. Those things that we cannot confront oftentimes end up controlling us. Our debt runs away with us. We've got credit cards that are, you know, maxed out to the wazoo. We're not getting, you know, the reality of what our situation is because we're not confronting what's going on. So, you know, we don't look at it. And next thing you know, your credit cards are $1 billion. You owe them. And you don't have enough coming in to pay them. Fundamental thing. It's like weight loss. You know, the Slenderlaris program has been amazing for me. And a lot of great people have gotten on it. But it's the same thing with weight loss, right? If you take in more calories than you're expending, you're going to gain weight. So if you take on more debt than you have the ability to cover, you're going to gain debt. You have to make more to cover your expenditures. So outflow. You've got to outflow. You've got to create more to cover what is coming in, right? Does that make sense to you guys? So, or you have to cut down, and this is what I'm talking about with confront. You have to confront what your situation is and go, you know what? I don't need Starbucks every day. You know, I don't need to go out to dinner every day. I don't need to go out to dinner at all. Well, you know, I mean, you can, but you have to make those choices based on what the reality is rather than just shoving it away. And I think that that's what's happening with us in the world too. We're getting opinions by leaders, quote unquote leaders or knowledgeable people. And we go, okay, well, I'm just not going to investigate it myself because they know. I'm just not going to confront it. Or you know what? It's not happening here in the United States. It's in Syria. I'm not even going to pay attention to it. Well, we are a global economy and we're a global people. And what happens in Syria definitely affects what happens here because it's like, I describe it as like somebody taking a stick and stirring up a hornet's nest. Because it's you know, it's very tenuous over there. It's a very, you know, give and take any given day, something, bam, and things roll. Russia is allied with Syria. China is allied with Syria. We certainly are not on good relationships with relations with Russia now because of the whole Snowden thing. You know, so, I mean, it's like it's this political tightrope walk. And I'm just like, why? Why does it have to be that way? You know, is it power? Is it control? Is it money? Yep, that's what I think it is. You know, and who ends up being controlled? The people. So we're talking about crowd control. So oftentimes when you see the news, you're looking at stories. I remember when, you know, Bernanke and those guys, you know, were talking about the Fed, right? And I have this theory. Look, I'm not an economist, but, you know, this is just how I look at it. You have consumable goods, things that are used every day, soap, cereal, shampoos, you know, things that you use every day. And then you have things like your bed, which you're going to buy once and have it for a while, a car, which you're going to buy and have it for a while, your clothes, which you're going to buy once and have it for a while, right? They're not consumables. You don't go through them on a regular basis, right? So when you look at the economy and you have somebody, you know, I go out and I buy something. Okay, I'm buying in the store, so therefore the store is making money. The store then can pay it to an employee, and the employee then goes home, puts the money in the bank, and then they go buy something because they have the money to do so. And they buy it at a different store, which then the store makes money, and they pay their employees, right? So you see the cycle, right? But if somebody comes out and says, well, guess what? You know, the interest rates are going to go skyrocketing, and we're into a recession. The next thing you know, based on what? Based on speculation. Based on speculation of, oh, how people are buying and how people are doing this. I think it's there's some validity to it. Yeah, of course. You know, you can't, there are only so many, you know, there are only so many houses in the world, right? Or to be built. There are almost so much space in the world. But people are dying, which means that more people are being born. People are moving out of houses. People are selling houses. People are selling cars. It's a cyclical thing. But when you have somebody, the chairman of the Fed coming out and saying, well, guess what? We've got to be careful because we're heading into a recession. Well, what that does is we go, oh my gosh, I got to hold on to my money. So we hold on to our money. So what does that mean? We don't go to the store and we don't spend the money. So then the store doesn't make money. If the store doesn't make money, it can't pay its employees. So then they fire the employee because they don't have enough money coming in to pay for the employee. So the employee then doesn't have a job. And then guess what? They don't have money, so they don't go out and spend on things that they need. And then next thing you know, nobody's spending and we get this horrible recession. Again, I'm not an economist, but I think it works that way. You know, it's pretty simple. You spend money, you put money out there into the marketplace, and it goes. And you're gonna hit a threshold at some point where, you know, certain people aren't buying certain things, but then they'll buy something else. So when I think about that, I think about the idea of somebody coming on television or on the media, and they go, this is the truth. And we're going, oh my gosh, we believe it. So then we're going to make our decision based on what this person says. And what ends up happening is that the media ends up, or the politicians or whatever the platform is, ends up putting a message out there to the world. And then we are basically being controlled by a certain few people's viewpoints. Okay. Chaos. You know, the threat level is high. Okay, good. You ever notice that things happen like right before elections or right before important, you know, times in politicians' lives? You know, well, why does that happen? I mean, is it coincidence? Maybe. I think it happens because they want attention. They want to do something. They know they need to know that, you know, that, hey, I'm in control. I got a handle on this. Okay. Well, look, Obama's not running again. He's done his last term. And I don't think the Syria thing is him posturing because, you know, is it going to benefit the Democratic Party? I don't, you know, whatever. I think there's a serious, serious issue going on over there. And there has been for quite a while. I am not a fan of dictators. You know, look, that family has been running that country for a long time. And, you know, I've not lived in a dictatorship, thank God. But I can't imagine that, you know, one individual or two individuals running an entire country is the best way to do things. I think the people need a voice. You know, look at North Korea as another example of that. Are there democracies, quote unquote, that are run in a not so ethical way? Yep. You know, that's what I'm talking about. What do we as a people do? We're not going to revolt. I mean, you know, maybe we will. I don't know. But, you know, we're not going to take up arms and go storming Washington. It's, you know, we're civilized individuals, you know. But look at all the revolutions that are happening around the world. And they breed chaos. It breeds chaos. Does it call for change? Well, maybe it's a revolution in thought. Maybe it's a revolution in how we look at things and say, you know what? We're going to actually vet things. We're actually going to listen. We're going to talk to each other. We're going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call Putin and I'm going to say, look, what the hell's going on, man? You know, you got family, I got family, we got people, we're responsible for the world. They're world leaders. They're responsible for the choices of the world because he ain't listening to me. Obama's not listening to me. He's not going to listen to me. Sorry, not going to listen to you either. Unless a large group of people make a movement. And do we do it in a peaceful way? I think we can. I think we can change the way we're thinking. I think we can change the way we're facing the world. And, you know, is there a time for defense? Is there a time for force? Yeah, I think there has to be in this world because we have some not so good people. But I don't think that is pervasive. I think man is generally good. You know, again, when I go across and I talk to people in all different walks of life, we all want the same thing. We all want peace. We all want love. We want to prosper. You know, I had this idea for a documentary that I really, really want to do. And it happened after the Gore Bush election. And everybody was so up in arms and, you know, and how horrible it was and the dangling Chad in Florida, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and then we got talking about some of my friends and I got talking about relationships and love, because then you got into gay marriage and tolerance, religious tolerance and preferences and choices and tolerance for people. You know, I have friends that are, you know, gay couples who, you know, who they've been together for years and years and years and years and years. And the spouse, if one is sick, couldn't even go in and visit, you know, their spouse who was dying or ill. It's just not, to me, that's not right. My viewpoints are, you know, I'm pretty middle of the road with my viewpoints. I walk a middle line, but at the same point, you know, I believe in tolerance and I believe in love. And I think that, you know, individuals who love each other and who make the world better deserve an ability to thrive and prosper. And look, there are heterosexual couples who are not as good as some homosexual couples that I know in terms of how they raise their kids and things like that. So when I look at that, we got talking about a debate about that kind of thing, right? And I'm not getting into a debate about gay marriage. I'm not talking about any of that. The whole point of this documentary, because those choices are personal, and you know, people believe what they want to believe, and they have a right to believe what they want to believe. People have an individual right to believe what they want to believe in the United States. That is what makes the United States the United States. Just like, you know, a heterosexual couple or a person may believe that they don't want gay marriage, they have that right to believe that, just like a gay couple believes that they should have that right. The question is dialogue, getting together and talking, because maybe we can change our viewpoints. Maybe the gay couple can understand, at least theoretically, why the heterosexual couple or, you know, the heterosexual individual is not a proponent of gay marriage. And conversely, maybe that heterosexual individual or heterosexual couple can understand the viewpoint of the gay couple and say, you know what? I never thought of it that way. I never looked at it that way. And they may not agree, but they may come to an understanding so that we're not fighting each other all the time. You can actually have a dialogue. And that's what is important. I think we skip that step. We just skip right to, you know, pain and suffering and angst. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about this documentary idea that I had and what I want to do, because I think it's kind of cool, and I travel across the country enough that I can actually get it done. So listen, stay tuned, guys. This is James Barber on the Star Power Hour on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel, brought to you by Fortalent.com, your arts and entertainment social network. Stay tuned. Do not eat a donut. We will be right back.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on ForTalent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On ForTalent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on ForTalent.com, and you can too.
Think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about ForTalent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at ForTalent.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, all right, guys, final segment of the Star Power this week. It's called Crowdfunding, Crowd Politics, and Crowd Control. And last segment we were talking about, or I was talking about this documentary that I wanted to do after the Gore Bush election of, you know, 2000, 2001. And, I remember where I was. I was sitting in the Brooks Atkinson in my dressing room for Jane Eyre, and I had the television on because the election was going on. And I remember exactly where I was. We were, I believe we were in Tech. for it, for the show. Yeah, because we didn't open yet. And I had this, I don't know, I just had this weird feeling. So here's my idea for a documentary that I want to do. I want to go across the country and stop in various cities, different cities like Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, you know, Houston, you know, I mean, from conservative places all the way to the hate, you know, in Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco, Chelsea, New York, going up to Boston, you know, going to San Diego, going to Montana, you know, I'll make a trek across the country. And I want to get a series of questions. And the series of questions, and you know, I'm just coming up with them now, but I, you know, I've thought about them over the years when I wanted to do this, was what is love? What is commitment? What is trust? What is integrity? What does your spouse mean to you? Or your partner? You know, because if you're not married, you have a partner, you know, your boyfriend or girlfriend. And I want to ask a series of like 10 or 15 questions. And I'm going to stop and I'm going to ask individuals in all of these cities what their answers are. I'm going to read them the question and I want them to answer. And my bet, and I could be completely wrong, but I'm going to bet that 99% of the people, even be more conservative, 90% of the people are going to say pretty much the same thing. The general consensus, I'm hoping anyway, it'd be really interesting, whether I ask a gay couple in San Francisco or a heterosexual conservative elderly couple in the middle of Oklahoma, that love is going to be the same thing. That commitment is going to be the same thing. That trust and honesty and all of those questions, they're pretty much going to be the same thing. I have a feeling, because I've talked to many different people from many different walks of life, and they're usually the same. You know, nobody says love. You know, love, oh, love is this. Love is a man and a woman. You know, that's not what it is. I mean, maybe one person will say that. Usually it's love. Well, love is unconditional. Love is this. Love is that. And the cool thing for me is that I think that that's going to be the same no matter if you're heterosexual, homosexual, or you're talking about your kids, or you're talking about your, you know what I mean? And it, to me, it was an equalizer because what I don't like is polarization. I don't like it. I think it's created. I think it causes controversy, and I think it's not necessary. You know, when you have polarizing viewpoints that are not, polarizing viewpoints that separate you to the point where you can't even have a discussion. To me, that's sad. That is what causes the problems in the world today. We can't sit down and we can't talk and say, listen, what is it that you need? What is it? Let me try to understand your viewpoint. You know, let me try to understand your viewpoint and try to understand mine. Because at the end of the day, you know, when we're looking at, you know, what's happening in Syria, and I would bet, and I've not been in a revolution, I've not been in a war, but I would bet that people are going to help people. I remember, think of 9/11 in New York City. I mean, did it matter that the person helping you and wiping your face off with the dust was gay or straight? Did it matter? Really? Did it matter? Did it matter that they were Jewish or Hindu or Christian or, you know, Muslim or Buddhist or agnostic? Did it matter? Really? We were trying to help each other. We try to help each other. And that to me is what I look at life. That's how I want life to be. I want everybody to work toward a common goal of peace and harmony and success and survival. Because really, folks, I think that's the only way we're going to make it. It's the only way we're going to make it. You know, we start blowing up. Okay, we're going to blow up all the black people. We're going to blow up all, and then the next thing, we're going to blow up all the Chinese people. We're going to blow up all the white Christians. You know, we're going to blow up all the Jews. Really? I mean, there's going to be nobody left. And even if they do that, they're going to be pretty lonely because they're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, we're only going to keep the people that have size 12 and a half feet, but are 5 feet too tall. I mean, blue eyes with purple hair. Pretty soon there isn't going to be anybody left. You know, and so I look at the news, I look at this crap that goes on, and I'm saying enough. I mean, you know, people have been saying it for years, you know, and I don't know that my show is going to make any difference, but we have to think about life differently. You know, I talk about that book, you know, The World's Greatest Salesman by Og Mandino. And I learned about it because Matthew McConaughey was talking about it. He was on a golf course, and I was watching him on this thing, and he read that book. And I was like, Ogmandino, World's Greatest. So I went and looked at it. And one of the first lessons, and I think I've talked about this before, is whenever you approach somebody, not say it out loud, but just think, honestly think, I love you. You know? And I was like, that's silly, man. That's not going to work. You don't say it out loud, but you think it when you meet that person. And I was like, it was very uncomfortable for me to do that, you know, because somebody at CVS or Duane Reade, you know, and you just go up and you know, buying dental floss. And behind my, in my head, I'm looking at them and saying, was everything okay? And I'm going, yep. And in my head, I'm going, I love you. Why? Because they're a human being. They're a spiritual being. They're on this planet and they're with me. And I got to tell you, folks, it was miraculous. It changed the way I thought. And believe it or not, I'm not kidding you, the people on the other side could pick it up. They don't know what was going on. They couldn't hear it. I didn't say it out loud. But they could sense something different. And it was sincere. You know? Wouldn't that be a great place where we all just like smiled at each other and helped each other all the time? Why does it have to take a disaster to make that happen? We have the capacity to do it. We do. We've seen it. Why can't we listen to each other and start talking? Why can't we break through those barriers? You know, one person at a time, two people at a time. If we all start doing it slowly, eventually, a majority of the people will start doing that. And then the minority will be the people that can't. And then the majority of the people that are thinking that way, that are thinking positively about the world, will end up having that effect on the world. And maybe one day we'll have global tolerance. I don't know. It's a hope. It's a joy of mine to try to talk about that and to talk about all the things that I talk with you guys about. I can't thank you guys enough for, again, listening to this week's Star Power Hour. We switched our days off at Anna Nicole, the opera. So now we have our Mondays off. So I will be able to do some interviews with the cast, which we're planning to do. And I'm launching a new entertainment show for voiceamerica.tv, which I will tell you about in a little bit with a buddy of mine named Mike. You're out there, Mike. I haven't announced it yet, but we will. It's a great idea. He came up with a great name, and I'll tell you all about it when we get everything down. So listen, guys, don't forget Twitter, @TheJamesBarber. I am going to launch the crowdfunding campaign for the Christmas CD very soon. I just want to get everything in place, and I want to make sure that I'm choosing the right one, whether it's Indiegogo or Kickstarter. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't done all my research, but I thank you guys for shouting out. If you have any more ideas about that, let me know. You know, send some stuff to Twitter or to starpowerhour@gmail.com. But thanks again for listening. We're going to have more Anna Nicole stuff coming up next week. Don't forget, go to www.bam.org, BAM.org, to get your tickets for Anna Nicole. Only 7 performances of this miraculous piece. You're going to love it. Thanks again, guys, for listening. This is James Barber on the Star Power Hour. Go out, tell somebody that you love them, and watch it change the world. All right, guys, we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Thanks again for tuning in this week. James Barber will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, the arts and entertainment social network on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now go check out our site, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.